Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks, Rachel, and thanks you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of serving as a lead pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. What a great place, and if it's able for you to be able to join us on a Sunday morning, we would love to have you with our gatherings at 9:30 and 11 a.m., and also in Spanish at 11 a.m. as well. Today, I want to jump into a different text in Mark chapter 7, where Jesus is speaking about this one big issue, inner purity. Now, I think a lot of times, especially in our Americanized version of Christianity, what we truly honor most is what somebody sounds like, looks like, walks like, or how they make a decision even. I think we live in a world where we've made Christianity similar to American politics, is either this or that, meaning it's a binary thought, the thinking that, well, that person, they claim to be a Christian, but they do X, or that person, they claim to be a Democrat, but they do X, or they've come to be something that we're not. Well, the world says that that word is a hypocrite, somebody who is acting like something they're not, or somebody who becomes something they're not truly in their soul. Well, in Mark chapter 7, the text starts in verse 1. One day some Pharisees and teachers of religious law arrive from Jerusalem to see Jesus. And they notice that some of his disciples failed to follow the Jewish ritual of hand washing before eating. In verse 3, the Jews, especially the Pharisees, do not eat until they have poured water over their cupped hands as required by their ancient traditions. And similarly, they don't eat anything from the market until they immerse their hands in water. This is but one of many traditions they have clung to, such as their ceremonial washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the picture here in Mark chapter 7 is folks are bent out of shape because of how they wash their hands. It's not about washing hands. It's about how they wash hands. They cup that water, and there's a tradition that says this is how you do it. And then in verse 5, it says, so the Pharisees and teachers of religious law asked him, speaking to Jesus, that's what they're asking, why don't your disciples follow our age-old tradition? They eat without first performing the hand-washing ceremony. It's like, what an ordeal, right? But Jesus says in verse 6, you hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, for he wrote, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is a farce, for they teach man-made ideas as commands from God. For you ignore God's law and substitute your own tradition. Oh my stars, this is the biggest deal. So today, I just want you to look at how did you grow up in church and did those traditions become more powerful than why you went to church? If you choose how you serve the Lord or people that you believe serve the Lord based on purely an outward perspective, we've learned over the years, have we not, that, man, anybody can act like it. The question is, can you live like it? I mean, it's the age-old story. Is there the ability to walk better than the talk? In verse 8, it says, for you ignore God's law and substitute your own tradition. Jesus is saying here, tradition is not what this relationship is supposed to be about. You know, Christmas will be here before we know it. And all of us have Christmas traditions. And I know some people who don't feel like they had Christmas until they watched a certain movie. Like, if I didn't see The Christmas Story, then it may not be Christmas. But the fact is, it's coming anyway, whether you saw the movie or not, right? And then I hear people who would say, well, you know, it's not church unless we use those hymnals, or it's not church unless the pastor had a coat and tie, and it's not church until we had fire, stone, and brim, the throwing out there, ha, kind of thing. And you know, I look at all that, and Jesus is saying, still today, you ignore God's law and substitute your own tradition. Meaning, folks, listen, don't let a tradition override your desire to walk with the Lord. The law, God's law, is speaking clearly about this one thing. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And love others as you love yourself. Everything else hangs below that. My friend, don't let tradition get in the way of your worship of the one true God. Your creator, your strong tower, your savior, and your keeper. I hope you have a great day. And I look forward to seeing you at Sugar Hill Church. If you don't live in the North Atlanta area, then watch us online. It's live at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/sugarhillchurch. Or you can always go over and see our streaming service at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.